We start hour number two, as promised, by having a conversation with the head basketball coach at Gonzaga. 20th season in charge, winning his active coach by percentage. He has led the Zags to 19 straight NCAA appearances, a Final Four, two Elite Eights, eight Sweet 16s, led Gonzaga to the Maui Invitational title this season. Gonzaga is 8-0. They're top ranked in both polls. They're at home against Washington tomorrow. We are joined by Mark Few. Mark, it's so good to have you back. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing, Jim?
Mark, I am super. And I'm looking at your situation. You beat Creighton on Saturday. You are undefeated. You are number one. There's an awful lot to like about your roster. So first things first, Mark, how is life for you right now?
Life is really, really good. Really good on a professional level and probably even better on a personal level. Kids are doing great. Marcy's doing great. So no complaints. But you know what? We're waiting anxiously for the Rome Christmas card to make its way up here. That's kind of a highlight.
That's awesome. That's great. You know, I touched base. Thanks for saying so, Mark. I touched base with Janet. I said, "How hard are you going this year? Are you all in on this? Are you going to bling this thing up?"
Usually is.
She's had a busy year. I don't know. The bar is pretty high, but I'm going to pass that along to her. She'll love hearing that, and I appreciate you saying it. Listen, there's so many guys I want to talk to you about, but let me start with Rui Hachimura. 22 points, 11 rebounds, 3 assists in that win over Creighton. He has been an absolute force for you this year, but take me back to his freshman season. You had a really good team that year. He averaged less than 5 minutes per game. His English was not where it is right now. What do you remember about that year for him?
A lot of that, just trying to adapt and just being thrown in to a very, very competitive, high-level world of college basketball. I think there was just so much that he needed to adjust to that. Obviously, first and foremost was just the English, barrier he needed to get over. And if you talk to a lot of people, that's a hard adjustment, the Japanese to English or English to Japanese. For those of us who traveled to Japan, it's a tough one. It's not like going to, to Europe. And we've had a lot of kids from Europe that have came in and jumped right in right away. So not only that, but I think just the intensity of college basketball. And as I tell a lot of these pro scouts that, come in and out, this kid he needs to be judged probably more like an 18-year-old in that he didn't play hundreds of games of AAU basketball since the time he was 12. That opportunity doesn't present itself over there. So he's just now, getting games under his belt and practices under his belt. He's really, really done a great job of, accruing all that knowledge that comes with playing, and now we're getting to see that.
We're talking to Mark Few. Mark, one more thing about that. You were telling SI, Sports Illustrated, that early on he was taking in maybe 10% of what you were saying. How in the world do you go about coaching and developing a player in a situation like that where the language barrier is so great?
Well, I think the biggest thing, Jim, is it's totally unfair then to throw him out, in front of 80,000 people and, 50 million people watching at a Final Four and expect him to, to be able to do some things or in a high level game to even get to a Final Four. So, there was a lot of development and growth behind the scenes just with, him understanding me and our staff with just the terminology, the crazy basketball terminology that we all use, as well as just kind of challenging him to, competitively raise his game. A lot of the cool thing about the Japanese culture is just how much they respect other people, how much they respect people in authority and all that, and trying to get him to, it's okay to, you don't have to defer to the older guys all the time. You're a talented guy, and you need to start asserting yourself. And he's really kind of coming into his own in that regard.
Gonzaga head coach Mark Few is joining us once again. So, Mark, going into that Duke game, they were number one in the country, loaded with lottery picks. You know nobody's going to give you a national title for a win in November, but how big was that win, and what did your team show you in how they handled that moment?
Well, we played the game, and you know, so anytime you're competing and keeping score, you might as well win. I think that's how we approached it, and you know, we were glad to, you know, to be able to get it done. It was a great test. They're a uber talented team. What I learned about my team is that they're confident, they're talented in their own way. You know, we were able to play a high possession game like that. We didn't really have to adjust our tempo in regards to, hey, we better slow this thing down because these guys are really dangerous. We attacked them in the normal way. The funny thing, Jim, is like, I think we got done playing Arizona at, you know, 8 o'clock at night, maybe over there, Hawaii time. And then, we left to go play Duke at 10 the next morning. So there wasn't a ton of, you know, coaching there was mental stuff going on, but we didn't even have time for a walkthrough or a practice. So, the guys, it was all about their approach and all about just kind of us just playing the Gonzaga way, and ended up turning out pretty good for us.
Mark, what about that? The Gonzaga way, for those who have not watched you this year, well, recently, the Gonzaga way, how would you define that? When you're looking for a Gonzaga player to play a Gonzaga way, how would you describe that?
Just somebody that's going to not have any fear of any moment or any situation. He's going to go out there and obviously put the team first. I mean, the one thing we're doing, we have some really talented special players, but they're not getting caught up in their own numbers. We're sharing the ball at a great rate right now. We're taking great care of the ball. And then again, as the program's kind of made that next step up to the, you know, the real nationally elite level, is we're really playing some good defense, and I think that's a big key. Now, obviously, that's easier said than done against teams as talented as Duke and such, and even Creighton the other day is a really, really gifted offensive team. But, you know, we're finding our ways to get those important stops down the stretch or in the crux of the game.
And not only that, Zach Norvell Jr. said that after the game, quote, experience plays a big role in this. We came down the stretch. We got some stops. We knew we were winning it on the defensive end. I know you got to love hearing that from a guy with that experience. You know, you mentioned the national level, Mark. I mean, I read an abbreviated list of your accomplishments at the top of the interview. If I read all of them, we wouldn't have had time. When you first took over and you were developing that program, did you think that you would get to a point where you'd beat the number one team in the country and, I mean, a supposedly unbeatable Duke team, and that it wouldn't be that shocking, that it would be almost expected?
No, not when I first took over. I mean, you know, you've been here. You've been there the whole time kind of with us and seen this rise. I still kind of approach it like that. We're just trying to get better the next day, and it was like that back then. I think the biggest thing when we made our initial run to that Elite Eight with Dan Munson back in 99 was we just did not want to be a one-hit wonder, and we wanted to continue to grow this thing. And we've done that. I mean, the administration's been great. I've had the same athletic director the whole time. And the program has grown every single year and continues to. Now we got a brand-new, sparkling, state-of-the-art practice facility, academic center, and facilities, travel, you know, what we're doing with the team analytically and things like that. It's always changing, and it's always in growth mode. And, you know, now we're to the point that, you know, this last, you know, 5% has been probably the toughest to squeeze out of it. But, we're trying to make it happen.
Gonzaga head coach Mark Few joining us. It's really inspiring when you look at it that way. Now, over the summer, you were one of the coaches who was selected to be a part of the USA basketball minicamp. What was that experience like for you, and what was your takeaway?
It was great. It was beyond great on a couple different fronts. First of all, Coach Popovich is just, he's an amazing people person, with just how he gets with people. He makes them feel special. He makes them feel wanted. And we really had some good talks around long dinners that I'll always, you know, be able to remember for the rest of my life. Just Jerry Colangelo was at those things. And then just, you know, hours and hours getting to spend with, I've really grown to have a great friendship with Jay Wright. What an unbelievable, first of all, person he is. And then a basketball coach. Spent some good time. Mike Brown worked with me on a former when we coached the Pan Am team together. And just to be able to sit down with those guys and X and O, and not even just X and O, sometimes just talk about how to deal with, you know, players or situations that come up, and whether it's expectations, you know, you think about what the Warriors go through, you think about what Villanova's going through, you think about Gonzaga goes through, or just things like that. Just a huge, you know, I'm 55 now, but it was just total growth mode, man. It was just great. Just sharing stuff and growing, and there's so many really, really, really good people out there. It never ceases to amaze me.
That's really cool. Mark Few, my guest. One last thought. Let me go back to Maui for a minute. And not the tournament, not the Duke game, but the place itself. Every year, you and your family spend time in Maui. What are the visits like, and why is it so important to get back to Maui with your family?
I tell you, because it's just kind of you can look back on it as our, just looking at the pictures and all that, just the moments we shared all the way back when the kids were, you know, basically infants. So that's kind of our sacred place, to where we can get and just be a family and just kind of block everything out and shut everything down. That island to me has just a spirit about it, right? When you land and get off the plane, you can feel it. And we've just had some unbelievable family moments there, and then you've been able to watch over the years, and our family loves to get out and get after it, whether it's surfing or hiking or snorkeling or swimming. I mean, we're just outdoor types, so we're kind of always on the move, so it definitely suits us for that. But I think looking back, it's just that spirit, that kind of aloha spirit, and then just also just being able to just, you know, 24 hours a day, it's family stuff, and it comes at a time of year when I can kind of just get away from the whole basketball thing for a while.
Got to do it. Mark, I can't believe you're 20 years in there. 20 years in. Man, that's wild. Gonzaga's 8-0. They're number one in both polls, and they're at home against Washington. It goes without saying, Mark, I appreciate you. I appreciate the relationship, and it's always good to have you on this show, and I'm going to get with Janet during the break to find out exactly what's going on with the Christmas cards.
Those Christmas cards for your listeners are top notch. They are, there is none better than what the Romes put out. But hey, it's been great always talking to you over the years, and you always taking the time to talk about our program, and you're a good man.
Yeah, you too, Mark. And I appreciate you making time for us, too. Great to have you back, Mark. Thanks so much. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Mark Few, my guest. What an amazing coach he is. And what an amazing run, an amazing thing that he's built in Gonzaga. Never left. Never left. Never had to. Built the monster and is capable of achieving every dream he ever had, staying right where he was. And whereas back in the day, everybody was always on to the next thing, he didn't. And had so many opportunities to leave and never did.